This is our devotional commentary for Job chapter 16. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. Then Job answered and said, "I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are you all. Shall windy words have an end? Or what provokes you that you answer? I also could speak as you do. If you were in my place, I could join words together against you and shake my head at you. I could strengthen you with my mouth, and the solace of my lips would assuage your pain. If I speak, my pain is not assuaged. And if I forbear, how much of it leaves me? Surely now God has worn me out. He has made desolate all my company, and he has shriveled me up, which is a witness against me. And my leanness has risen up against me. It testifies to my face. He has torn me in his wrath and hated me. He has gnashed his teeth at me. My adversary sharpens his eyes against me. Men have gaped at me with their mouth. They have struck me insolently on the cheek. They mass themselves together against me. God gives me up to the ungodly and casts me into the hands of the wicked. I was at ease, and he broke me apart. He seized me by the neck and dashed me to pieces. He set me up as his target. His archers surround me. He slashes open my kidneys and does not spare. He pours out my gall on the ground. He breaks me with breach upon breach. He runs upon me like a warrior. I have sewed sackcloth upon my skin and have laid my strength in the dust. My face is red with weeping, and on my eyelids is deep darkness. Although there is no violence in my hands, and my prayer is pure. O earth, cover not my blood, and let my cry find no resting place. Even now, behold, my witness is in heaven, and he who testifies for me is on high. My friends scorn me. My eye pours out tears to God, that he would argue the case of a man with God, as a son of man does with his neighbor. For when a few years have come, I shall go the way from which I shall not return." When Job responds to Eliphaz's second speech, his opening words are no less scathing than his opponent's. But as readers, we understand that he has been provoked, and we rather enjoy his sarcasm. "I have heard many such things. Miserable comforters are you all." So begins chapter 16. His buddies came to bring comfort, but every time they open their mouths, they only increase his pain. Job is confident that if their roles were reversed, he would not stoop to their level, but would be a true encourager. Verses 1 through 5. Much of what they have said has actually been soundly biblical. It's a sober reminder for us all. When dealing with others in times of extraordinary stress and loss, it's so important to be wise in the ways we handle God's word. D.A. Carson writes, quote, "There is a way of using theology and theological arguments that wounds rather than heals. This is not the fault of theology and theological arguments. It is the fault of the miserable comforter who fastens on an inappropriate fragment of truth, or whose timing is off, or whose attitude is condescending, or whose application is insensitive, or whose true theology is couched in such culture-laden cliches that they grate rather than comfort." End quote. From here, Job's speech plunges deeply into the rhetoric of despair. With growing intensity, he describes his experience of suffering, leaving no doubt about the identity of his attacker. "God has worn me out. He has shriveled me up. He has torn me. He broke me apart. He seized me by the neck and dashed me to pieces. He set me up as his target. The attack has been violent and relentless, leaving Job exposed and abandoned. We should be slow to condemn Job's bitter language, especially if we have never shared much of his experience. He is a believer, trying to make sense of his suffering. Verses 6 through 14. And though he is laid low by God's hostility, Job's conscience is clear, with no unconfessed and unforgiven sin in his life. So he reaches out to heaven with a fierce conviction that there must be a higher witness who will testify on his behalf. This witness must be no less than God himself. Job has no other helper, for his friends scorn him. So, with daring faith, he appeals to God against God, foreshadowing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Verses 15 through 22. Our Savior was also a righteous sufferer, crushed by the hand of the Lord. He too was abandoned by friends. He too was given up to the ungodly and cast into the hands of the wicked. Verse 11. Jesus was the beloved Son, in whom God was pleased. Yet in his experience, he was God forsaken. Today, he hears your cries, sympathizing with you and advocating for you in heaven. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com. And I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.